prosecute the guilty. Prosecute those who are guilty of causing these deaths. Suggestion includes supplies of weapons, war criminals, corruption, both those in Bosnian funds and those handling them, kleptocracies, and resource looters. The anarchy and deaths in Africa are due to the non-persecution and profiteering of those guilty of crimes against humanity over the last 40 years. In many cases, this occurs at the very top, with support from some powerful external nations. We cannot allow bad rulers and their supporters to profit, otherwise there will be no end to it. Others will not be discouraged. As in civil law, if there will be no deterrent or motivation to do good, anarchy rails. Measures to stop corruption include: all governments should publish foreign investments and assets of politicians and their families. External monitoring of corruption. Treat embezzlement by government officials as a crime against humanity. Establish task forces to forfeit assets and return money to looted countries. Banks external to countries with corrupt or despotic leaders should act as if dealing with thieves, drugs barons, money launderers, or terrorists. Sanctions should be targeted at rulers so that all their and their families, supporters and cronies, financial assets are seized or frozen, travel and other comforts restricted. More naming and shaming. Agree the long discussed UN legal instrument against corruption. The fact that no one has been prosecuted for supplying arms to Africa can be interpreted as either incompetence or collusion. It will be interesting to know the public's view. Quote, the events of recent months are a severe setback to those who believe that morality and adherence to the rules of law should be our guiding principle. For the time being, the rule seems to be might is right. Sir Joseph Rotblat, in the article The Nuclear Issue,